Cool. Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom Feedback Friday. And I am fully aware that I never say that the same way twice, and it's not even printed the same on the graphic, but that's cool because at least we're here. You've made it through another week. It is officially Friday. And it's been a week. There is a lot of world stuff that has happened in the past week, a lot of entertainment stuff, some Christian stuff, some stuff all over the place. So I'm gonna try and jump in and be quick about this because I've got parenting and adulting, and it's been a week, like just for the sake of adulting, and working with my muggle job and everything else. It's been a lot. So not gonna hang out too long, hopefully. I'm just gonna jump right in. So by the way, I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening, for watching, for reading, for caring, for being encouraging. Also had some really good feedback, like in terms of just faith and fandom stuff this week, so as well. So thank you all for being part of everything. Let's jump in. Reese Witherspoon is because things we need in life. Reese Witherspoon is turning Legally Blonde into a TV series for Amazon. There you go. Because one, I've never seen Legally Blonde. I know there are a lot of people that are really passionate about it. There are a lot of people that really love it. I have no reason to not love it. But it's a thing, and it's already been a musical. It's already had its shelf life many times over. But it's official that Reese Witherspoon is turning Legally Blonde into a TV series for Amazon. If I read my dates right and everything correct today, Pat Sajak will film his last episode for Wheel of Fortune. Dude's been doing Wheel of Fortune my whole life. I went and saw Wheel of Fortune taped one time in Myrtle Beach just because Pat Sajak is that kind of G. And his run is over. And if that affects you in any way, I hope you have a good day in spite of it. The Quantum Leap reboot is officially canceled after two seasons. Let's be honest, in a time of reboots, a reboot of Quantum Leap or a continuation of Quantum Leap, even lasting two seasons is a win. It's still another season longer than Firefly, and this was a reboot. So it is canceled after two seasons. Speaking of canceled, the Heels TV series, which was a wrestling drama action series starring Stephen Amell, has a potential respawn as it is being picked up by a different network. Netflix has bought the rights to it. And you know, that may just in terms be of streaming, but it is also open to being brought back. And this is further propitiated by Stephen Amell actually sharing the news for this and saying 1-2 kick out. And that's, you know, dude, that's where I'm at too, Brent. Brent Bergen said, not a Heels fan, but a Steve fan. And I did not watch Heels as it aired simply because I did not have access to it or time. But I would watch Heels because of Stephen Amell. So that's probably in the idea that I might need to watch the new Suits series if I had to choose between the new Suits and watching Heels, I would definitely choose Heels over that just because I don't want to watch Suits. I'm sure it'll be great, but same thing. The internet had lots to say about the Joker Folie à Deux trailer, which dropped, and it just looks like trauma. I have had a strong opinion, not a negative one, just a strong opinion of how volatile the Joker film with Joaquin Phoenix is. It is a masterpiece. It is a masterclass of acting. His performance of that character was traumatizing to watch, and I have only watched it once, and I don't know if I'll ever watch it twice. And so I'm like, do I really want to go through all this again? Because it's a gut-wrenching situation. But with Lady Gaga and the fact that it's a jukebox musical containing up to, if I'm not mistaken, the count I heard was 15 or 17 songs, which means that 15 of them or 13 of them are going to be stuff that you already know. So, like a Mamma Mia type situation. If Joaquin Phoenix can turn laughing into something painful, I'm just scared of what they could potentially do to songs that you love. So, because this could have the impact that Don't Stop Believin' had on The Sopranos, or The Sopranos had on Don't Stop Believin'. Imagine your favorite song being turned into a gut-wrenching moment by Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. Good morning, Kelly Townsend. I hope you're doing good, bro. And just when you thought it was safe to embarrass Wilson Fisk, you're wrong because Vanessa's back. The love interest slash object of obsession for Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin from the Daredevil series is officially back for Daredevil Born Again and has been seen and filmed on set, et cetera, et cetera. So they've literally brought almost everyone back. But adding Vanessa's character arc and her influence on Wilson, because I mean, if you've not watched the original Daredevil series, it's so weird to be able to say the original Daredevil series, like that thing didn't just happen. But if you've not watched the original Daredevil series, one of the pivotal quotable lines is like, "You embarrass me in front of Vanessa." And that sends Kingpin into a rage. If you have not checked it out, Fallout, the series dropped on Amazon Prime this week, and all the episodes dropped at once, which that is convenient, but at the same time, I ain't got time to watch the whole series because life. But the cool thing is, it was renewed for season two before season one actually dropped, so adds a little confidence to the pot. For me personally, I'm here for Walter Goggins. I will do my best to watch whatever that man does because he's a wonderful actor and I love his vibe. He was Boyd Crowder, and pretty much I'll do anything because he was Boyd Crowder and Justified. The Lord of the Rings musical, which is going to be premiering soon in England, or like taking full life in England, is coming to America in July. So, if you needed a different way to extend your cut of Lord of the Rings, you're gonna get your chance. I honestly think it'd be pretty fun. I haven't seen it. I don't know how it's gonna play out, but I do love some musicals. And let's face it, we'll take Lord of the Rings in any packaging we can get it. If you are a wrestling fan, then you saw that Cody Rhodes finished his story and defeated Roman Reigns in a star-studded Avengers Endgame level final fight with Roman Reigns and The Rock and everything else that threw The Undertaker and John Cena and some Shield references. And there's just a lot that went on. Cody's mama that went on with it. But it was an event. If you have Peacock, you can check it out. The 2-day event. Personally, the highlights for out of the event were the Rhea Ripley match, the Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre match was gold. And the Bayley match was good. But the final fight was really, really solid. So if you care about that, that's an option. But what I was gonna say, just in terms of news, Roman Reigns, if you aren't aware, something was said at WrestleMania in terms of he's out here doing this with leukemia. Brent Bergen, there is a Tolkien foundation and they have approved this. It was fully approved through the Tolkien Association of his descendants and all that jazz. It has the official stamp. It is not like a parody or anything, Lord of the Rings musical. It is official. But it one of the things that they don't talk about much in terms when they're airing wrestling is the fact that Roman Reigns has had leukemia. He had leukemia back before probably most of us knew him in like 2007. It reared back up in 2018. But he is good. He is on a daily, because if you've dealt with cancer, if you've dealt with leukemia or anything like that, you know that usually in the end, you might end up taking a daily chemo pill. And he is on that. But they mentioned that during WrestleMania, one of the commentators, Pat McAfee, said that, and it threw a lot of people off. He is not done. He will be back. He's fine, by his statement at least. And he will be returning the SmackDown before SummerSlam this upcoming summer. So you'll get your fix of Roman back in action, or at least back on the mic, right before SummerSlam. There is a new animated Transformers film called Transformers One, which will feature a moderately star-studded cast, including Chris Hemsworth as Optimus Prime. So, take a look at that. You can look up stuff for Transformers One if you really care, but it's going to be happening. It'll be out there. Ryan Coogler, who's the gentleman who made the Black Panther films, is also signed Haley Steinfeld and Michael B. Jordan for an upcoming vampire movie. So, I've enjoyed almost everything I've ever seen of Haley Steinfeld, and Coogler usually knows what he's doing with things. So, I'm interested to see how that plays out. There is a video game called Star Wars Outlaws, which is going to be dropping for all your major systems come August 30th. So, if you're ready for a new Star Wars game that's not Jedi Survivor, whichever way I need to lean for that, I personally, I've loved the Jedi Survivor franchise or the Jedi Cal Kestis franchise. I did not like the ending of Survivor, but it's just a writing thing. It's still, I'm glad I got the story. But Star Wars Outlaw is going to give you the outlaw vibe, and this is going to be in prime original series time frames where you'll deal with Han Solo, Jabba the Hutt, etc., etc. So, if you're but one of the cool things is it's going to bring back and tie into forget her real name now that I'm talking, but the young lady that played Daenerys Targaryen, she was also in the Solo movie. Her character is returning from the Solo movie for this game. If you watch the drama slash dystopian slash psychotic series Westworld, it had been canceled and there was one season to go to finish the story. And Jonathan Nolan has said that even though the show's canceled, he's a completionist and he's going to make that happen. That they're going to finish that series somehow. There's a lot of actors and big name actors that are in that series, and finishing that story without a major network backing you will be moderately difficult, but he says he's going to make it happen. If you are a fan of The Boys, season four is completely done and ready to be shot out to us on Amazon Prime coming up in June. We all just experienced the eclipse this week. And if you're a geek in any way, shape, or form of a certain age, then to you, the eclipse equates the show Heroes, which is, the big marketing stuff we saw in the early 2000s. And, we're 20 years on the other side of it. There was a brief follow-up series with Zachary Levi in it, and I didn't even see it. And that says something, that if there was a Heroes sequel and I didn't watch it with Zachary Levi, I just didn't get around to it. But now there's looking to be a new sequel series called Heroes Eclipsed. Surprise, surprise. Which is in talks of being rebooted and is on the hunt for a buyer right now. This will not be a full reboot. This will be a sequel to the original characters 20 some years later. So if Heroes was your jam, the sun might shine on you yet again. And on things that are getting second chances, which isn't really surprising, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is officially coming. And it did decent enough at the box office and has stars like PETA Mellark and Matthew Lillard attached to it. So the sequel is pretty much inevitable, but it is coming in 2025. Another thing that is coming is the Blair Witch Project is getting a new reboot movie. Now, It didn't get enough credit, but there was a Blair Witch sequel that took place, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe 2012-ish. That was a really good sequel and actually improved the quality of the original film because it tied back into the story and the lore in a really strong way. I would definitely recommend watching that sequel because that sequel did some pretty entertaining things in terms of that lore. But Blair Witch is still having its impact. I was in high school when that Joker dropped originally, and it's still trucking along. But yeah, Star Wars is coming out. Star Wars Outlaws will be out on the 30th, for August 30th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC. And the character's name is Lady Kira. Kelly Townsend, you love Blair Witch, dude. If you have not watched the sequel from like 2012 or whenever that was, I really, really strongly recommend you do that because it's a vibe. So while Daenerys Targaryen is making her return with Han Solo, another Game of Thrones actor is sadly just watching his whole world go up in dragon-laden smoke. Kit Harington, who played Jon Snow, is in a recent interview divulged that two of his major projects that he was attached to are just kind of like dead and like going nowhere. There was a Jon Snow spinoff planned at with Game of Thrones, and that's dead. He said they could not arrive at a story, that they all do. Okay, good, Kelly. You've seen the Blair Witch sequel, dude. When they do the thing with the stick with the lady, dead. Terrible. But Kit Harington says that they could not arrive at a landing place for a story to actually continue Jon Snow. And then he also says that his role as the Black Knight in Marvel via the end of Eternals, it also looks like it's dead as well. So Kit Harington went from being the hot ticket to like struggle busing in terms of his major projects. But in terms of things you can't kill, Avatar, The Last Airbender is got a couple updates. One, because I guess it definitely needed to happen. Avatar characters are now in Fortnite. So if you've ever wanted to have Katara with a pickaxe and a machine gun while waterbending at people, well, by golly, it's your chance. But you can play with several Avatar The Last Airbender characters. They arrived in the Fortnite store on April 9th. So go to town, merc somebody with your bending skills. In legal and social news, Jonathan Majors, who, if you're not familiar, is Kang the Conqueror. He's Kang the Conqueror. He's all the other things. Victor Timely is in a place where, after his legal battle and going to court for his abuse charges, he is not going to serve any jail time, as in terms of actual sentence. His sentence will be carried out because by going to a 52-week domestic, a 52-week in-person domestic violence intervention program. So he's going to go to counseling for a year in that capacity and will not have to serve any further jail time in terms of this assault. So that is the sentencing that went forward with that. Keanu Reeves is going to be returning as John Wick in the upcoming Ballerina, which is a spinoff from Part 4. Which I've not seen yet, but just saying, Keanu Reeves is returning as John Wick and Ballerina. And even though we saw a kind of a smidge of a glimpse of Superman's new shield logo, in the upcoming James Gunn film at CinemaCon, which happened this past week, they dropped the official, version of what the icon looks like. And I would recommend checking it out. In some ways, it feels very classic, very Kingdom Come-y, but it's also heavy on the gold. And it feels like a kind of a far step from what we saw with Man of Steel in terms of logos. I'll say this, if you are a comics fan, the storyline The Last Ronin has had more shelf life than anything the Ninja Turtles have done in my adult life in terms of speed and quickness. The Last Ronin, which is the story of three of the Ninja Turtles are dead, and it's a distant future where Splinter's dead, and there's one Ninja Turtle on full Batman Daredevil vibes and dressed in all black, carrying all four weapons, trying to survive without his brothers. If you don't know the story, I'm not trying to spoil which one it is, because that's half of the thing, is you read through most of the story not knowing which turtle lived. And it was a comic. The comic got extended. It's going to be a video game. Now it is going to be a hard R live action movie. So you will get your hard R Ninja Turtles film coming soon with The Last Ronin, and actually getting a big screen live action version of it. You kids today getting a hard or R-rated Ninja Turtles, and my generation had the bad puppet sequels where you could see people's eyeballs under the lines when you talked, but whatever. If you are a soda fan and Marvel fan, you should check out Coca-Cola right now. There is a series of Marvel superheroes on the Coke cans, from Black Panther, Iron Man, Sam Wilson as Captain America, Deadpool, Daredevil. There's just a handful of Marvel characters you can get, but what you do need to know is that whatever box you get, you're getting just that character. That's not going to be a variety. So you might get a Daredevil box, you might get an Iron Man box. Who knows what you're going to get? My friend Brent says he's not a biggest fan of the new S. I'm sure it will grow on us. I think it's hard to like take just as a logo without seeing the whole package, you know? Edgar Wright is making a Running Man reboot. If you didn't ever see it, Running Man was really good, personally, really good movie. That was a sci-fi apocalypse, not apocalyptic, oh, like a reality TV show sci-fi piece Arnold Schwarzenegger did way back in the 80s. There's a new one coming out with that. Let's see. There was officially this week announced there is an official G.I. Joe Transformers crossover movie coming. We saw, if you saw the last Transformers film, they teased it, but they officially announced that it is happening. And in terms of like weird music, movie, musical things, if you are aware, the creators of South Park, the the Stones, they wrote a musical called The Book of Mormon, which was a big hit. South Park is filled with musicals. They have announced that their next musical, they are teaming together with Kendrick Lamar to make, and it's going to deal with a modern day story of people that are retelling slavery stories and some implications of what happens on the people that are telling the story. There's a lot to unpack in that. And I recommend you check it out and learn more if that interests you. But a Kendrick Lamar South Park creators musical about people discussing slavery. Pew! Didn't have that on my bingo card forever. In terms of reboots that we don't know if they need reboots, the Scary Movie franchise is getting rebooted. Yep. Because we can't have nice things. Back to the Lord of the Rings musical real quick. It's making its debut in Newbury's, the Watermill Theater in the UK, and then the US premiere this summer will be in Chicago. So for the Lord of the Rings musical. Let's see. In other news, back to Avatar: The Last Airbender, for the sequel animated film that's coming up, which is a direct sequel to the animated series, Dave Bautista will be playing the main villain. And if you see, and yeah, I'm gonna leave the Kendrick Lamar musical thing alone. But then Alan Ritchson, who we speak of very highly here, Did an interview with Relevant recently, and he had some things to say in terms of Christians being volatile and things like that. But also, he said a lot of encouraging things. So if you just see the one snapshot, meme of his quote, read the whole article. It's very encouraging. And if you're not aware, because been saying this forever, Alan Richson actually hosts an entire ministry on YouTube called InstaChurch. And he's a very vocal Christian. Just to throw out some world news stuff for amounts, Bobby Mayer was a 14-year-old boy who was stabbed to death because he defended his girlfriend from two dudes who were stalking her at a mall. And he tried to solve it peacefully, and he tried to just intervene. And the two boys who are only 15 years old are going to be tried as adults in the process. OJ Simpson did pass away this week. So that's other news. And there was a bill passed this week in law of Tennessee that teachers can conceal carry in the schools. And I'm just telling you information. You'd process that how you want to process that. And a volcano erupted in Iceland. So I just have to say that had to be a sight to see, for a volcano to do that. But back to the eclipse real quick. There was a mass elopement that took place, and with the equip with the eclipse, over 100 couples getting married during the eclipse. And you guessed it, they all slow danced to Total Eclipse of the Heart as part of it. And Morgan Wallen got arrested this week for throwing a chair off the roof of a bar. And there was also a new earthquake in New York, which did not have mass damage or casualties, but the world be shaky. I have to go adult, and I just want you to know that I am praying for y'all. I've got some cool updates and stuff to announce this week coming up, but just want to say I'm praying for you. I love you. I hope your week is good to you, and I'm glad you've made it as far as you have. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I do want to say thank you to our Patreon supporters and for supporting the way you do. We have a couple of new Patreon supporters. I make sure I highlight y'all next week. And today's going to be a fun podcasty day. We have the recording the pull list tonight with Chris, doing an interview with Checkpoint Church earlier, and filming an episode with Nerds and Jesus on Chronicles of Narnia later today as well. So making a lot of new digital content with that, but I've got to go, adults. God bless you. Hope you have a great day, and that, if you find some stuff that's newsworthy or things you want to talk about or share, make sure you let me know. But I'm gonna head out of here, and I hope you have a fantastic day. And I'm gonna go as soon as I figure out which button to hit to stop it from streaming. There's too many buttons. Definitely. Not over here being awkward because I can't hit the button. Stop. There's a thing behind the thing. Oh, I didn't hit that. Okay, I'm officially done. Bye, y'all. Have a great day.